Equine infectious anemia, or EIA, is a viral disease spread by biting insects and the sharing of medical needles between horses. While the virus is related to HIV in humans, EIA can only be contracted by horses, donkeys, and mules. Dr. Philip Johnson is a professor of equine medicine and surgery at the University of Missouri. He says the most common outcome for an infected horse in North America is euthanasia. Dr. Johnson says despite two cases of EIA in Northeast Missouri in 2011, horses in Missouri currently are at low risk for contracting the disease.
Based on my knowledge of test outcomes for this disease for Missouri horses in the last several years, it hasn't cropped up very often. That's not to say we shouldn't be vigilant for it.
President of Missouri Horse Shows Association Janet Thompson says requiring proof of a negative blood test for EIA before a horse may enter a show is one of several disease prevention strategies used by the association.
It's what we do all the time, whether it's equine infectious anemia, whether it's West Nile, whether it's whatever disease that's going around, that we monitor the situation and we keep our exhibitors abreast of what's going on.
According to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, the 12-horse outbreak was contained Wednesday, but will be continually monitored for the next few months. George Varney, KBIA News.